This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I don't know how you say not just no, but heck no in Greek. But that, in fact, is what happened in Nicosia, Cyprus today. The Cypriot parliament voted overwhelmingly to reject the European Union's bailout offer. That's the one, of course, that would have skimmed up to 10% from individual bank deposits. And it is, I don't think I need to remind you, the latest in a long line of perilous moments in the European debt crisis. Marketplace's Stephen Beard is on the story for us from London. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
So here we are, Stephen, back on the brink of precipice with the Cypriots having voted no on this thing this afternoon.
Yes, indeed.
So it does bring to mind the question, Mr. Beard, and you and I have had this conversation a couple of times.
Many times.
Yeah, is it not easier at some point for the European Union to say, that's it, we're done, you're out? And if they can't do it with the Cypriots, who can they do it with?
Well, there's probably quite a few Europeans, particularly North Europeans, who are asking themselves the same question at the moment. But as we've said before, there's the fear, the boogeyman that has dogged this crisis from the outset. What happens if one member leaves? It could be like pulling at a single thread in a woolen sweater. The whole thing might begin to unravel.
All right. Well, okay. So here's a counterexample. Does one not have to prune a rose bush to make that rose bush stronger, Stephen?
Well, I think the simple problem here is it's not so much pruning they need as large amounts of fertilizer. There is a huge hole in the Cypriot banking system, and it's got to be filled. And the North Europeans who have the cash, and particularly the Germans, are suffering bailout fatigue. They're fed up with this. And they don't take kindly to the idea of bailing out what they see as a bunch of Russian money launderers.
Why aren't the Russians stepping up, by the by?
Well, there is actually the possibility that the Russians might ride to the rescue. There was an interesting little story the other day that Gazprom might actually be prepared to pump in a few billion and in return be given exclusive right to exploit the newly discovered natural gas reserves off the Cypriot coast. But I think they might be a bit nervous about handing over their natural resources too.
What happens now with this vote today having rejected this bailout? There will be, what, further noodling around the edges, and then they'll come back with another package and everything will be fine and the can will be firmly down the road, right?
It's anyone's guess. The problem with this particular strategy is so many cans have been kicked down the road. There's a tremendously big pile of them. That road's becoming almost impassable.
Kind of gets me back to where we started, right? We're out of options, and isn't it time to see what happens?
Well, maybe.
Easy for me to say. Stephen Beard in London for us. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Kai.